Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west, and the boys are all back together. We're all back in the Navy Yard studios.
Wow.
Me and B in the prison cell, the boys in the aquarium. And I got to tell you, emotions are incredibly minimal. We're all back. I haven't even spoken to him yet. Good morning, Andrew, James. I saw White Brian, so you know where I park, and Brian takes the Metro. I literally saw him for a block and a half. I waved to him. He either completely didn't see me or just completely dissed me. He did not wave back. We walked into the building.
He said, I'm about to sit with you for 4 hours. I'm not talking to your ass right now.
We walked into the building at the exact same time, just still nothing. He completely ignored my existence until we were in the kitchen, and he almost bumped into me, at which point he had to say hello. Good morning, White Brian.
Yeah, bro, you only got a certain amount of time to deal with him.
I did not see you. I'm sorry. I wasn't ignoring you.
I'm not a person that stands out, B. I did see Jeff. Told me he almost got attacked by a dog, and he's very fast, even though he was running around the street in his drawers. I assume you were like taking the trash out or something.
He had a little mutt. A little mutt was playing with Jeff, man. The dog was the size of Nico. Nico would say that he started running.
Nah. This was like a pit mixed with like a Labrador Retriever. It was a fairly ugly dog, but that thing was muscular, and it was aggressive.
If it was a pit and a lab, that dog would have caught you.
If he wanted to.
No.
Bro, yes. I thought I was just playing with
bro,
you.
Bro, when I am scared, another gear kicking. I'm rarely, the only thing I'm really scared
of. So when you're not scared, you run 6'4". When you're scared, you run 6.
Nah, when I'm not scared, I run like a 5. But when
that was a 6'4". That was
no, me. I 6'4".
Your 5 days are long gone.
When I'm scared, I run like a 2'3", bro. Nothing is, that dog was not biting me.
Well, Jeff, like you said, bro. We're glad you made it, bud.
I got a trash can and some stuff in that trash can. That dog will have a problem when he get back home. Nigga would wonder, what the hell happened to my dog?
B would definitely fist fight them.
All right, listen, bro. You got to look them right in the eye, and then if you got any type of weapon, pop them upside the head one time.
Got it.
I was taking the trash out. There were no weapons.
All right, moving
your
forward.
Your slippers.
I think, shout out to Pupatella, the pizza joint.
Yeah.
I think all the boys have already had a couple slices of pizza by 10:06.
I hope the name don't... that all meat was good, man.
Dude, have you put so Metropolitan Moving and Storage got us these quarter zips? Have you put this joint on?
I wore it
yet?
Before.
Yo, it's soft.
Yeah.
I recognize this brand. So this brand, you know what? Is it ALO? ALO? What do we call this? ALO is the brand. Anybody?
I'm going to go with ALO.
ALO it is.
Or ALO, whatever. Like ALO J-Lo Black is spelled how? Is ALO Black ALO?
Well, here's what I knew, B, is I've seen this brand in my home. Not with my children, certainly not my stuff.
Your wife?
So I'm like, all right, that brand is fancy. Because whenever there's a new brand at my house, it's not like the latest offering from Target.
Yeah.
You know what I
yeah.
mean? Like, I don't know much about that, but I know something, and I know it's probably expensive.
So if Lauren buys it for her,
yeah.
it has a little price to it.
Yeah.
All right. She buy you something. Discount.
Yeah. But yo, this joint is nice. It's like very soft and warm. It was weird driving in today, B. And this shouldn't be a surprise, right? But there's a finality to locker clean out. And like when I left Ashburn yesterday, it was very clear the season was over. And while that's obvious, right? Mm-hmm. Like I'm not breaking any news with that. At the same time, there's a bunch of dudes in that locker room that I've gotten to know. And like there's just this finality of saying goodbye to guys and whatever. You can text guys or DM them or whatever. Like, you don't lose touch. Like, even a guy like Nick Gates, who I saw on the field in Philly on Sunday, you know, dapped him up, chatted for a few minutes. Like, you kind of build these relationships around the league that last more than the season. But there seemed a sense of, I don't want to say melancholy because that's too much, but there was a sense among the players yesterday that, man, this run is over. And that doesn't mean there aren't more runs in the future, but this one with this group is over.
Yeah, and but see, I know us as fans and media people, we go all into it. When you're on that other side, you deal with it, you're done, you move on.
Right.
And I, you know, it may seem dismissive to fans, but fans is fanatical, not football player. Because if you keep worrying about what was, you'll never get to where you're trying to go. So these guys are going to – they probably wiped it out yesterday. They're going to go through their process where they're going to sit there and think about everything that went on, what they could have done better, you know, what things they need to work on more, what things are there that they keep enhancing. And then they're going to start focusing on next year. How can we make the run better? You know what I'm saying? And now the bar is higher. Because you going out there, like what I say, once you show me what you're about, that's what I expect. You know, it was hard for us to expect what we saw this year. But now, you got to make it to the playoffs. Making it to the playoffs is nothing. Got to win games, and hopefully you can get back to where you were and build on that. You know, that's why now you're going to see people getting ready to go check out the East-West Shrine and all that type of thing. And this is where the brain trust began to give you better pieces to be able to go out and operate with.
Yeah, dude, I thought it was really telling, honestly, that, I mean, Adam Peters is gone. He's probably, maybe even flew out last night. He probably flew out this morning. They got little planes that fly you direct to Mobile.
Yeah.
In a little plane, how long do you think it takes to get to Mobile? $120?
Quick.
Yeah.
You know, we had some experiences this year, Jay.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I think, like, the show goes on, whether you're ready or not. And I think when you get that close, B, you had some NFC Championship game losses. How do you – and that Philly team was more of a veteran team that had kind of knocked on that door a bunch and couldn't break through, so the feeling is probably different. But – how long does it take to balance, yo, we had a really good year with, damn, we just lost a chance to go to the Super Bowl?
Well, you know, you, I think everyone understands one team from each conference is going to go. They understand that. And once that's over with, you have to, listen, I think the best thing to do is you go look at the things that were bad and what you think you can improve upon. Then you start looking at the things that were good. And you know what that does for you? Automatically throws you into more of excitement for the offseason, where you may jump back in a little sooner, you know what I mean? And to try to build on next year to where now, like last year, I was just stagnant for about 2 months. Well, I'm going to only be stagnant for a month and a half, maybe a month this time.
Right.
I'm going to get right back into it. And then what you do for those that live in the area, you know, hey, mama gonna want to go somewhere. So you've been, Yeah, you go home every night, but you're normally tired. They're going to want to go somewhere. So you go on vacation, you relax, you do your thing. A lot of guys are going to go to the Super Bowl. Some of them got some awards, things, and all that type of stuff. Then when you get back from that, your process starts. We're going to go on a vacation, and you might want to start jogging on your vacation. And then when you get back, then you go right back into your stuff, and you find out people that live in the area. Hey, man, let's meet up. Let's go lift a little weight together, run, start talking. That's that brotherhood continuing on. Because everybody was talking about how good it was, how much they felt about the guys in the room. And I think that's something you got to hold on to. Because, you know, you watch me around some of the guys that I went on a Super Bowl run with and guys I played with even in Philly, how we are once we see each other. That stuff don't end just because the season ended. And you got to keep it going so you can be able to get to the highest level of the season quicker than it was in the previous years.
I'm with you, man. It's just a weird feeling to know. I mean, not only is this Commanders run over, but the football's almost over.
You know, like Jeff and I were just talking about that.
And it just when football ends is like the worst part of the sports calendar.
I think what you
get into February where it's college hoops. Isn't hockey taking a break? I feel like hockey's not playing for like 2 weeks.
Hockey's going to do some type of championship or something going on.
I think there's like the World Cup of hockey or something.
Yeah, but you know what? That's when you go back and look at the stuff again. Like, for everybody that's been saying they were looking at film, you know what? You can go back and really look at it now and find out some things that you might have missed and some things you thought that you didn't see. You thought you saw that you really didn't see once you look back at it. It'll take you through it again, you know? I know a lot of fans who always go back and look at the games again.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But we'll have stuff to talk about. We will find topics to discuss.
I'm not worried about us being able to talk. Lord knows you and I can just talk. We did 10 minutes on Jeff getting chased by a dog. I think, though, it's fascinating for us because, like, in the content business, for the next 10 years, Brian, 15, 25? We're not leaning on the crutch of let's talk about the quarterback.
Yeah.
It's such a refreshing feeling, dude.
Yeah.
But knowing that football season is over and that it's, you know what Dan Quinn said yesterday? So DQ was really funny yesterday and you could tell both. So a lot of times you'll have locker clean out one day, and then the coach and the GM will talk like later in the week because they just need a couple days to process. But because they were so far into this process, because they're so far into the offseason now, they certainly had scouts and stuff there, but Peters probably wasn't at, hell, I know he wasn't. I saw him at practice. Like last week was the Shrine Bowl. Peters wasn't there.
Yeah.
And I bet a lot of teams had like coaches there, not just scout front office staff.
I mean, they were busy.
Right. And they were focused on the more important task at hand.
Yeah.
I think now, because of the timeline, Peters and DQ had to talk last night because they just have stuff to do.
Yeah, yeah.
Even on a super condensed, beyond the college showcase games going on, like the self-scouting process where they go back and watch every practice, every game, and they see who they like and they start to identify who they want to come back and all these things, a lot of times that starts 2 weeks ago. Even if you make the playoffs, it starts 2 weeks ago. So they have a bunch of work to do. And whenever it's DQ and Adam Peters, a lot of times the media people will ask kind of two questions or one question to both guys, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And after, like, I think it might have been the first question, honestly. I think DQ, after the first question, was like, yo, I'm not doing the both of us. Ask one of us. and Dan is always gracious with his time. And, like,
but the thing about
it is, I understood it. When like, he's gassed.
When you ask it for both people, just like if you send somebody a text instead of calling them on something that's serious. So you just throw out a question to both of us. Do you even know who really can answer the question? You know what I mean? It can be like, okay, hold on. They're going to keep doing this. Nah. Ask me directly. Ask him directly what you want to ask him.
So I asked Dan a direct question. And it's tough when you get both of them because we get to talk to Quinn all the time. I mean, NFL rules in season, we're talking to him three times a week. You don't get the GM very often, so it's understandable that you want to ask Peters more questions. Let me tell you something about Adam Peters. He doesn't say anything.
He ain't telling you a damn thing. You know what? And I say kudos to that.
Yeah, I mean, I thought he was fairly telling on Lattimore. Like, if you give him a general question, he's going to give you a general-ass answer. If you ask for something specific, he'll give you something specific. And I thought there were a couple situations where I thought he was pretty telling and was honest. I do think Quinn... He joked at the end. He's like, talk to you guys in April.
And we're like, another one, and we're I like, am not going to be around.
Well, Coach, you'll probably talk to us before that, but that's fine. Another funny moment yesterday when Ertz was talking. He, the reality is players, like every game exists and you watch the film and then you're kind of on to the next.
Mm-hmm.
You told me this. When you got to Philly, you had no idea about any of your stats, right?
None.
It was the Eagles that kind of looked all that up and told you everything.
I didn't know it till I got there.
And that's not to say incentives guys might be aware of or, you know, if they know they're close to 1,000 yards or 100 catches or something.
Oh, hell, the PR people always told you that too.
Right. But what was funny is Ertz yesterday was talking, and it was kind of half and half about the game Sunday and his future, where he was clear what he wants to do. But he's like four turnovers. That's probably the most we've had all year. You can't win a game like that. And then when he got done later, I was like, Zach, you know you had five in the win over Philly.
Uh-huh.
He's like, damn. You know, like there's these moments where our job is to know all these little nuanced facts and statistics, and those dudes' job is to make catches and tackles.
Yep.
There you go. It's a different role.
They can't be sitting there thinking about, hey, man, how many yards I need for what? No. Now, a lot of times, your teammates will know before you know.
Now, I do have one last observation from locker cleanout yesterday. And I don't know exactly when this changed, so I'm not pot stirring or saying this changed when ownership changed. I don't know when this changed, but there has been a change at locker cleanout that I noticed.
What's that change?
They used to just give them trash bags.
Well, they had boxes.
They had boxes.
Yeah.
Did you notice that too?
Yeah. I noticed that on, when I saw things on TV.
Yeah, because it used to just be trash bags.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know what? The trash bag thing is has been with a lot of teams.
That for a long not, time.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you? It got me thinking. So.
Normally, I'll just leave half of the crowd because I'm not going to use it next year. They're going to send y'all new stuff anyway.
The only stuff, that's the other part.
If I had pictures and I had my speakers, right. Yes, I go get that. The shoes, for the most part, could stay there. Or a lot of times, they would ask us to sign certain things and you're donated. But I
there
wasn't
are huge
trying to
piles of
take all that
boxes.
Trash back home anyway.
Most, I would say 80, 75% of what is in an NFL player's locker at locker cleanout gets left there.
Yeah.
The stuff they take are like the personal effects, like you got a picture of your family.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also some like personal, what do you call your stuff? Like deodorant and all that kind of stuff. What do you call that stuff? Like hygiene products? I don't know.
Yeah, your hygiene products.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like people will take that stuff. Like they got their own.
Toiletries.
Toiletries. Thank you, B. That's what I was looking for. Take like your toiletries that you bring in. Because there's stuff there, but then people like. You know, I like the Arm & Hammer toothpaste, so I'm going to bring that with me, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And then it's like speakers and...
Yep.
But, dude, the rest of that stuff, the one thing most people take, and I did see a couple guys leave them yesterday, you know how so many of the players do the jersey swaps after games? So some dudes' lockers will have like five other jerseys in there. It's kind of bizarre when you look at
it. Why don't they take those home?
A lot of them do yesterday. But a couple of them got left. Because I just wonder if there's some dude you knew in college or some dude you knew from high school, and after the game, he's like, yo, what's up with this jersey swap? And you're like, yeah. But in your head, you're like, man, I don't really care.
But then you got to worry about if they ever come to your house.
Well,
you see all the other ones on the wall. I didn't do jerseys. Well, we didn't do that back in the day.
So. But like me, think about it. If the amount of people that come up to you, they're like, yo, B, oh my gosh. If they were to hand you something, in the moment, you're not going to not take it. But that may not make it all the way home, that keepsake.
Yeah, you got a point.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. you know what's funny?
It'll be nice.
You want to be nice.
You may not make it on the wall, but I'll take it.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.